Dear Amelia, I have wrestled with a way to begin a letter like this. Things have come full circle. When I was in fifth grade, I had already done two History Day projects on you. I remember our assignment this year was to build a History Day project around what you would say if you could write a letter to anyone in history. I remember as a little kid hearing that gave me butterflies. What if I could actually talk to you? What would I say? What could I say that would carry meaning and have an impact on someone that had such an impact on so many people all over the world? I remember writing that letter several times. Even then, I knew that you would never actually read it. But I still wanted it to be from the soul. The naivete of a little kid at that time believed that somehow, if the words were just right, they could reach you, wherever you were. Those letters play a big part in your story today. Children all over the world still write letters and send them to 223 North Terrace Street in Atchison, hoping that you'll read them and maybe even write back. As a grown man, there's something about that that's both beautiful and tragic to me at the same time. The problem is, I still don't know what I'd say if I had the opportunity to talk to you. I guess I'd want you to know that in life we're all judged. Maybe we're judged most based off of the impact that we leave on this earth, our legacy. If that is true, and our legacy is defined by the size of our reach and the amount of the people that we inspire, then yours is one of the most defining of all time. I think you should be proud of that. I can wonder if you ever wondered about what your legacy would end up being. I'm sure that you had so many plans to build on what you had already done once you returned from your final flight. You never got to, and I'm sorry about that. But maybe the roots you laid down gave you a greater legacy than you ever imagined you'd have. I think you'd be proud of the 99s and all that they've grown to be, pushing and inspiring women all over the world to be better. I think you'd be proud of the women that have come to the forefront of aviation, aerospace, and STEM to carry on what you started all those years ago and take it to new heights. People fly around the world in your name. They continue to honor you all over the world in ways that boggle the imagination. Your legacy lives through them. It lives on in the hearts and minds of children from all walks of life that use your example to provide themselves hope when they have none. I don't know if you ever realized that you would become more than just an aviatrix. I don't think anyone ever told you that if you make yourself more than just a flyer, if you become a symbol, something beyond human capability, then you become something else entirely. A legend, Miss Earhart. That's what you've become. Perhaps this has brought me full circle. Here I am, a man of 35, sitting down at my desk, writing you yet another letter on this, the 81st anniversary of your disappearance. Full circle. The truth is, you never disappeared. Through your example, your passion, and your fearlessness, you live on. You're not just some black and white picture in a history book. You're alive again. I've seen it. I've seen it in the eyes of the people that you inspire every day. People that need that push and that hope look to you, and by your example, you tell them, hold on just a little bit longer. You give them a reason to keep going. Because if you could do it, so can they. Perhaps it's always been that simple. Perhaps that is your true legacy, the legacy of hope. Blue skies and tailwinds, Miss Earhart. Chris Williamson, July 2nd, 2018, 3:30 a.m.